Today's topic is about loving your enemy.
今天的题目是关于爱仇敌的。
I don't know whether you have enemy.
我不晓得你有没有敌人。
As I'm preparing this message, I ask myself, do I have enemy?
当我准备今天的讲道的时候呢，我问自己，我有没有仇人呢？
Do I have enemy on this earth or in the UK?
在英国，在这个世界上，我有仇人吗？
Well, strictly speaking, I can't think of anyone to whom I regarded as enemy.
严格来说呢，我想来想去，我都想不出一个我可以称他是我的仇人的。
But I must say, there are people who will.Offend me from time to time.
我可以说就是偶尔会有一些人会冒犯我。
And I will get bitter or angry.
那个时候呢，我会觉得愤怒，不高兴。
But I won't say those people have become my enemy.
但我不会称那些人是我的仇人。
But I'm wondering if you have any enemy in your life.
但是在你的生人生当中，你有敌人吗？
Yes or no?
有还是没有呢？
Well, if you don't have enemy or like me, there must be people in your heart or in your life that will from time to time offend you. No matter what, I think this message applies to all of us.
如果你跟我一样是没有真正的仇人，但是像我有一些人偶尔会冒犯你的话，无论如何，今天的信息是对我们每个人都是实用的。
Now last month, the 1 month ago, I preached on Matthew 5:38-42.
上个月我讲到的时候呢，讲题是出自马太福音5:38-39的。
My last message is closely related to this message.
上一次的讲道跟今天的内容是息息相关的。
Let's read one more time, from verse 38.
让我们从38节再念一次。
You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.But I say to you, do not resist one who is evil.
你们听过有这样的吩咐，以眼还眼，以牙还牙。可是我告诉你们，不要与恶人对抗。
But if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone would sue you and take your coat, let him have your cloak also as well.And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to him who begs from you, and do not refuse him who would borrow from you.
有人打你的右脸，把另外一边也转过来让他打。有人要告你，想拿你的衬衫，就连外套也让他拿去。有人要强迫你走一里路，就陪他走2里。有求你的就给他。想接待的也不可以拒绝。
This is the passage we have studied last time.
上一次我们已经学习过这一段。
In case you were not here at that time, let me summarize it in 2 sentences.
当中，如果上一次你不跟我们在一起的时候，让我为你去总结一下。
And we have learned it.The Lord's teaching is not for us to follow literally.
我们明白到耶稣这样的话呢，是不是给我们去按照字面的意思去执行呢？
Because if you follow the word literally, you will find it won't work.
因为如果你按照字面的意思去尝试去实行的话，你会肯定发觉是行不通的。
Because the Lord's teaching inThis passage does not mean for us to follow literally.
因为耶稣本来的原话的意思就不是让我们去按照字面的意思去实行的。
The essence of his teaching is about compassion.
他的话里面的精髓是关于怜恤。
How do we treat those who always treat us badly.
就是对那些常常待我们不好的人，我们该用什么的态度去待他？
So the way is not to take revenge.
我们应该，我们不应该去报复。
But to be filled with God's compassion.
相反，我们应该让神的心肠去充满。
To treat the person according to what the Holy Spirit leads us.
就是要按照神的灵在我们里面的引导，这样去对待他。
With an intention to save him.
目的就是想去救这个人。
To do good to overcome the evil.
是通过行善去克胜恶事。
So that the person, the evil person, may be saved, he may be become aware of his own wrong.
好让恶人能够借此能够觉悟自己的恶行。
So we'll continue with today's message.
所以今天我们就继续看上一段。
You have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say to you.Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
43-44节，你们听过有这样的吩咐：当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。可是我告诉你们，当爱你们的仇敌，为逼迫你们的祈祷。
So that you may become children of your Father in heaven.For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous.
好叫你们成为你们天父的儿子，因为他使太阳照恶人，也照好人，降雨给义人，也给不义的人。
For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same?And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same?
如果你们只爱那些爱你们的人，有什么赏赐呢？税吏不也是这样做吗？如果你们单问候你们的兄弟，有什么特别呢？叫外人也不也是这样做吗？
Be perfect, therefore.As your heavenly Father is perfect.
所以你们要完全，正如你们天父是完全的。
Now this passage asks us to love our enemies.
这段话吩咐我们要爱我们的仇人。
But, well, first of all, let us go back. In verse 43, it's quoted from a saying, from the ancient saying.
先我们要注意43节这句话呢是录自旧约圣经的一段。
It says, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.
当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。
Now, first of all, I want to make it clear that The first part, you shall love your neighbor, is from the Old Testament law.
首先我想澄清一下，第一句，当爱你的邻舍，的确是录自旧约圣经的。
But the second part, hate your enemy, is not from the Old Testament law.
但是第二句呢，恨你的仇敌，却不是录自旧约的律法的。
In fact, the Old Testament law taught us the opposite.
相反，旧约的律法呢，所教导的是跟这个第二句刚刚相反。
Let's read the passage.
我们可以看这个典故的出处。
When you come upon your enemy's ox or donkey going astray, you shall bring it back. When you see the donkey of one who hates you,Lying under its burden, and you would hold back from setting it free, you must help to set it free.
出埃及记的23:4-5，如果你遇见你仇敌的牛或者是驴走迷了路，就应该把它牵回来给他。如果你看见恨你的人的驴伏在重担之下，不可走开不理他，你应该与驴主一同卸下重担。
So as we can see, the Old Testament law does teach us to love our enemy.
所以我们看见旧约的律法也的确教人去爱仇人的。
So, if so, where does this idea of hating your enemy come?
那既然如此，今天我们的经文第二句要恨你的敌人呢，到底来自什么出处呢？
Where did Jesus quote this hate your enemy?
当耶稣引用这个句话的时候，他是用自什么的典故呢？
There are many places in the Old Testament mention hating enemy.
在旧约的圣经有多次的地方提到恨你的仇人的。
For example, this one. Here it says, Do I not hate them that hate you, Yahweh?
比方说诗篇的139篇就说，我怎能不恨他们呢？就是恨你神的仇人，我也敌视他们。
Yeah, here is actually talking about God's enemy.
这里的仇人就是敌对神的人。
These are the enemies of God, not our personal enemy.
这些是反对神的人，不是我们个人的仇人。
Who are enemies of God?
但是敌对神的人又是什么人呢？
They are people who oppose God viciously.
这些就是抱着恶意去反抗神的人。
They persecute the people of God who walks in God's way.
他们也迫害那些走在神的道路上的神的子民。
So when Jesus quotes from the saying that hate your enemy, this is where the idea comes from.
所以耶稣引用这个第二句啊，相信就是来自这里的地方。
But here is talking about the enemy of God.
但是这句经文呢，谈的是反对神的人。
There is yet another kind of enemy in those days.
在那个时候啊，还有另外一种敌人的意思。
There are enemies of war.
还有就是战争的，是对方敌方的敌人。
During Jesus' time, Jewish people were governed by the Romans.
在耶稣的时候啊，犹太人是被罗马帝国所统治的。
The Romans were seen as enemies.
所以在犹太人的眼中，罗马人统治者就是他们的敌人。
The tax collectors who were Jews but worked for the Romans were also seen as betrayers.
他们同胞当中，但是当税官的那些税吏们，人们也把他们视为是仇人。
So these people were hated by the Jews.
所以这些的人都是犹太人所恨的。
And in Jesus' time, this teaching of hating the enemy was actually very common.
为了上面的缘故，在耶稣的时代，恨你的仇人这种概念是很普遍的。
It can be found in the oral law.
在犹太人的口传的传统里头，能找得到这类的教导。
The oral laws were traditions passed on from generations to generations.
犹太教里头的口传的传统就是一代传一代的，用嘴巴传承传的传统。
These teachings were taught by rabbi or the Pharisees or the scribe.
都是由民众的老师们、法利赛人等去承传的。
So besides the written law of Moses in the Old Testament,The Jews also referred to the oral law to guide them their day-to-day life.
所以当时的犹太人呢，除了奉旧约的律法教导之外呢，他们还遵守口传传统种种的指引。
And one of those teachings found is like this.
其中的一个说法就是如下。
If a heathen mother, heathen means a non-Jew, is in the hour of her need, you shall not give her any help.
一个外国人的一个母亲啊， 因为他不是一个犹太人，不是我们同胞的缘故，他遇难有需要的时候，你必须不要给他帮忙。
You shall let her die in her need.
你应该让她死去就算了。
Well, that means if she is with a child, if she is with child, that means pregnant and about to deliver, if she is alone, you do not help her.
意思就是说，如果这个女人正在怀孕，或者她是没有怀孕，但无论如何都不要帮助她。
You just leave her alone.
就不要管他。
She could die together with her baby.
他死，他带胎里面的孩子一起死去，也不关你事。
So there is such a teaching in those times. The Jews will not give help to a non-Jew mother in the hour of her need.
所以你看，当耶稣的时代呀，有这样的口传的教导去劝。犹太人的同胞们不要帮助这样的一个外国人的女人。
But this is a dreadful teaching.
这种的教导很可怕。
But let me stress again, this is from the oral law, not the written law of the Old Testament.
但是我愿意再强调，刚才我说的是犹太教里头的口传的传统，不是来自旧约圣经的。
The Old Testament was a period of law.
在旧约的时间是律法的时代。
Many sins were punishable by death.
很多的违法的事情是会判死刑的。
It was a period of wars and killing.
旧约的时候也是战争的时候，很多的杀戮。
But with the coming of Jesus, a new era has begun.
但是耶稣来了，他也带来了一个新的时代。
It is the era of love and mercy.
它带来了一个爱和怜恤的时代。
Law is good.
法律是好的。
There is nothing wrong with law.
法律是没有什么不好。
Because it tells us right and wrong.
因为它帮助社会的人知道什么是对，什么是错。
It guides us to do the right thing.
是给我们去行善的一个指引。
A country must have laws to maintain order.
一个国家肯定是有法才能够维持秩序。
But sometimes, in some cases, as we realize, forgiveness surpasses condemnation.
但是有时候啊，我们会遇见一种情况，那么，宽恕比起严格按照法去处理更重要。
Jesus has brought in a new standard.
所以耶稣来了，也把一个新的一套标准也介绍了。
Not to hate the enemy, but to love the enemy.
他主张不要恨我们的仇人，要爱他们。
Well, I think if you can love enemy, there is no one in the world you cannot love.
你想一想，要是你能够爱一个仇人，你谁也应该能爱了。
When you hear the Lord Jesus said, "Love your enemy," what's your reaction to this?
当你听到今天耶稣的话，说要爱你的仇人，你心里的反应是什么样的？
Not to mention enemy, just for someone who offend you over and over again, can you love such a person?
不要说一个仇人，就是一个重复又重复得罪你的一个人，你能够从心里宽恕他吗？
It's possible.
是不可能的。
Loving your enemy is impossible.
爱仇人是不可能的。
It's impossible because this is not our thinking.
为什么不可能呢？因为不是，这个不是我们的本性。
We want to see the enemy to be punished.
我们想见到一个仇人被绳之于法。
We wish them bad luck.
我们希望他遭不幸。
We hope the worst thing will come upon them.
我们心里希望最不好的东西会临到他。
This is human nature.
这就是我们的人性。
But God wants every person to repent and be saved.
但是神却希望每一个人都悔改，因而得救。
Our thoughts are so different from God's.
我们的思想啊，比起上帝的真是差远了。
He makes the sun rise. God makes the sun rise on the evil and on the good.
因为上帝让太阳升起，是要照好人与恶人。
He sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous.
他降雨的时候是给好人也给恶人。
Why?
为什么？
Because he loves mankind.
因为他宠爱人类。
Through Jesus' teaching, Jesus taught us to love our enemy.
今天在耶稣的教训里面，里面我们看见他要我们爱仇人。
So that you may become children of your Father in heaven.
目的就是你们可以成为天父的子孙。
Do you want to be a child of God?
你想不想成为神的一个儿女呢？
Then you must become like God.
那你想的话，就必须要变得像他。
We do not become children of God by just accepting Bible doctrines.
我们不可以单凭接受圣经的一些教导就可以成为神的儿女。
How do you become the children of your Father in heaven?
你怎样才能够成为你天上的父亲的子孙呢？
By being completely renewed, transformed.
所以通过彻头彻尾的去被他改变过来。
If you are not changed, you are not a Christian.
因为如果 你根本没有改变过，你就不是一个基督徒了。
How are we going to be a Christian?
我们怎样才能成为一个基督徒？
Only by being born again.
只要通过重生才可以成为基督徒。
By being renewed by the power of God.
通过神的能力被更新。
That means your whole way of thinking has changed.
意思就是说你的思想也改变过来了。
The whole attitude has changed.
你的态度也变了。
You do not love people because you like their face.
你不是因为对方长得可爱才爱他。
You do not love people because they have helped you.
你不是因为对方曾经帮助过你，你才去爱他。
You love people because you are now a new nature inside of you.
你爱他是因为今天的你在里面已经有了一个新的性情。
This new nature is love.
新的性情是一种爱的性情。
Baptism is essential.
洗礼是重要的。
But unless you are transformed, you are not saved.
即便如此，除非你是被改变，否则你还是没有得救。
Becoming a Christian means then that you are totally different from anybody else.
成为一个基督徒的意思也是你改变成一个跟别人完全不同的人。
You have become a different sort of person.
你变成一个与众不同的一种人。
That's why, in verse 46 and 7, it says.
因此，在46、47两节，我们看见。
Jesus said, "For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have?"
那你说，如果你们只爱那些爱你们的人，你们有什么赏赐呢？
Do not even the tax collectors do the same?
税吏不也是这样做吗？
In the eyes of the Jews, the tax collectors are sinners because they serve the Romans.
在当时的犹太人眼中，税官、税吏们都是他们的敌人，是不好的，因为他们为罗马帝国服务。
So these enemies also greet and love their friends.
所以这些的所谓的敌人，他们也跟他们的朋友们同辈们去打招呼。
So if you just love those who love you, what is the difference between you and your enemy?
所以说，如果你们只爱那些爱你们的人，你们有什么分别呢？
Verse 47. And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others?
四十七节说，如果你们当问候你们的兄弟，有什么特别呢？教外人不也是这样做吗？
Do not even the Gentiles do the same?
外邦人都是这样做呢？
So we are called to stand out in the world as something different.
所以神给我们的呼召就是 要我们在群众当中与众不同。
Normal people won't love their enemy.
因为一般的人都不会爱他们的仇人。
But as children of God,We learn to love our enemy.
但是作为神的儿女，我们要爱我们的敌人。
But this kind of thinking is totally different from our nature.
但是这样的思想跟我们的本性是完全相反的。
This change of mind and attitude can only be accomplished by God's power.
这样的思想方面的改变和更新呢，只有通过神的能力才能够发生。
And the Lord Jesus asks us to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect.
耶稣敬着也说我们要像我们的天父完全一样。
A child is like his father.
一个儿女是像他的爸爸的。
If you are a child of God, you should be transformed into someone like him.
如果你是一个神的儿女，你应该被改变成为一个像你爸爸的人。
But in practice, how do we learn to love our enemy?
下来我想说一说，在具体的生活中是怎样实行爱仇人呢？
I will share in three points.
我想分享三点。
First of all,
第一
，Do not take revenge.
就是不要报复。
Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord.
罗马书十二章的十九节说，亲爱的呀，不要为自己伸冤，宁可等候主的愤怒，因为经上记着说，主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。
Do not take revenge.
不要报复。
Fear God.
敬畏神。
Trust God.
要依靠他。
Trust that he is the judge.
要信得过他会做主。
He can see everything.
信得过他，他看见一切。
He will carry out justice.
他会自己执行审判。
Do not take the matter into your hands.
不要自己来。
Leave it to God.
把这个公道交给主去做主。
Let God do the justice.
让他来举行公道。
Many people try to take matter in their own hand and they start doing silly things.
很多人因为要自己去伸张正义，结果事情越弄就越糟。
At the end, they have to take the consequence of their action.
对，做了错事之后呢，这些的人 也得面对事情的后果。
The second step.
第二。
But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
四十四节，可是我告诉你们，当爱你们的仇敌，为迫害你们的祈祷。
Why pray?
为什么为他们祈祷？
Prayer is the last thing you want to do.
因为你不会想到为这些的人祈祷的，你会吗？
Now when you think of your enemy, how do you feel?
当你想起你的仇人的时候，你感觉怎么样？
You feel very hot.
你非常生气。
And your heart keep beating very fast.
你的脉搏啊，心跳也加速。
And you can't sleep well.
你也睡不好。
All your muscles are tense.
因为你整个人都很紧张了。
Because you are very angry.
因为你非常的气。
What your enemy has done to you keep replaying in your mind.
因为他怎样去恶待过你的东西的事情，不断的在你的脑海重播。
It can be an action or it can be some bad words.
有可能他
which hurts your feeling.
可能做了什么的事害了你，或者他某些的态度也伤害了你。
The more you think, the angrier you get.
你越想就越愤怒。
But if you pray, when you pray,
但是当你祈祷的时候
when you come before God,
当你走到神的面前的时候
you can't pretend.
你就不能够掩饰。
If you are still holding grudges in your heart towards that person, you can't open your mouth to pray for him.
在神面前，你是不能够假装的，因为如果心里你还没宽恕这个仇人的时候，你是不可能来到神的面前还可以开口祈祷的。
Some people are too timid to take revenge.
有些人是比较懦弱，是不敢报仇的。
So they harbor grudges.
所以他心里就怀恨。
They are filled with bitterness and hatred.
结果就充满了仇恨在心里。
And forever saying to themselves, "It's not fair. It's not fair."
所以永远都是自言自语说这样不公道、不公平。
Their anger turns inward, and ends up having all kinds of mental problems.
当这些的愤怒往内向的时候，结果有人却得了精神病。
Prayer is the best way to resolve anger.
其实祈祷才是化解愤怒的最好的良方。
Because you can't pretend before God.
因为在神面前，我在说，你不可以假装的。
You must face your real self in front of God.
在神面前，你必须用你真的面目去见他。
If you're still angry, you can't pray for your enemy.
因为你还是愤怒的时候，你是没有可能为你的仇人祈祷的。
You must first put aside your anger.
你必须先放下你的愤怒。
In your prayer, you learn to acknowledge God's kingship first.
然后在祈祷里头，你首先承认神才是主。
Say to God, "Yes, God, you are the fair judge."
对神说，是的，我承认你才是公道的审判官。
I'm angry, but I trust you.
我虽然生气，但是我信得过你。
I commit this person into your hand.
我把这个人交托在你的手中。
I trust you will do justice.
我信得过你会主持公道。
And then you ask God to fill your heart with His compassion.
然后你就求他用他的爱去充满你的心。
We don't have compassion in our nature.
因为我们的人性啊，是缺乏怜恤。
If you learn to pray like this every day for your enemy,
如果每天你学习用这种的方式为你的仇人祈祷的话，
the hatred inside you will be gone.
心中的愤恨会消化。
All you have now is love.
现在你心中的就只有爱。
When you are filled with love,
当你被爱充满的时候，
then you are ready to love your enemy in action.
这个时刻，你就可以以爱去对待你的仇人了。
So the first step is not to take revenge.
所以第一步就是千万不要报复。
Leave it to God's hand.
把事情交托给神。
Secondly, pray for your enemy.
第二就是为得罪你的人祈祷。
In the prayer, settle your anger.
就是通过祈祷先处理好自己的愤怒。
And then ask God to fill you with His compassion.
更要求神用他的怜恤去充满你。
When you are after you are filled with God's compassion, now you are ready.To love.
因为有了神的怜恤，你就可以去爱求人了。
Let's read this verse.
让我们一起读这个经文。
If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals upon his head.
罗马书十二章的二十节说，相反的，如果你的仇敌饿了，就给他吃；如果渴了，就给他喝。因为你这样做，就是把火炭，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。
This is love in action, not just in words.
这就是有人把爱心，实行出来的意思，而不是当光是相信，口头上谈爱。
But we must love wisely.
但是我们爱也得需要有智慧。
If we don't love wisely, our kindness and love will be taken for granted.
因为没有智慧的话，我们爱心的行动很有可能会被糟蹋了。
You may find that your enemy or the evil man may become more evil.
很有可能这个作恶的人会得寸进去。
Now notice how the Bible teaches us.
请注意这里圣经怎么说。
When do you show practical love to your enemy?
怎样在生活中把爱施给你的仇人呢？
Do you knock on his door and give him things every day, give him a gift every day?
是不是应该每天敲他的门，穿他的门，天天给他送礼物呢？
The Bible didn't say so.
这里圣经没有这样的建议。
The Bible suggests when your enemy is in need.
圣经却说，当你的仇人饿了的时候。
When your enemy is in trouble.
当你的仇人有祸了时候。
Or even when your enemy is in danger.
又或者当你的仇人有危险的时候
You show love to him.
这就是给他施爱的时刻了。
You don't knock on the door of your enemy every day in order or to give him something, some gift in order to please him.
你不应该做的是天天穿他的门给他送礼物，以为这样就能够讨好他。
We don't do things to please men.
我们做人的目的不是讨人的喜欢。
Pleasing men is not God's way.
讨人的欢心不是神对我们的旨意。
It's when your enemy is in trouble and they need help.
是当你的仇人有祸有难的时候，需要帮忙的时候。
Then do not close your heart.
这个时候千万不要封闭你对他的心。
Having prayed for him so many times, you should be filled with God's compassion by now.
你为他在心里祈祷神已经这么多次了，现在你应该心里充满了神的怜恤去爱他了。
When you see your enemy is in trouble and need help, go to help.
所以如果一天你看见你的仇人有难有祸呢，去吧，去帮助他。
This is how we should love our enemy in practical life.
这就是我们在日常生活中实践爱仇敌的方式。
And the loving the enemy for the purpose of saving him.
不要忘了，这样待我们的仇人的目的就是要救他。
As the last sentence in this verse says, when you do so, you will heap burning coals upon his head.
就如经文的最后一句这样说，因为你这样做，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。
What does it mean?
这句话又是什么意思呢？
Coals on one's head. It's very hot, eh?
炭火很烫呀。
A burning heat.
就是火烧着的炭呀。
It means to cause your act of love causes your enemy to feel ashamed of himself.
意思就是借着你对他的爱心的行动啊，叫他在内心觉得非常的内疚。
that he comes to realize his evil.
帮助他去觉悟他以前的行为是错的。
And is willing to repent.
帮助他终于愿意去改过。
Now these are the three steps I suggest.
所以刚才我说的就是执行这个教导的三步。
If we learn to love our enemies,
当我们学习去爱我们的仇人的时候
，the consequences,
后果就是什么样呢
？We will be able to overcome evil.
我们就可以以善胜恶。
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
罗马书十二章二十一节说：“不可被恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。”
If you don't overcome evil, you will be overcome by evil.
要是你不能够胜过恶的话，你总有一天被恶所胜。
There is no middle ground.
也中间是没有中立的地带的。
You either harbor anger and be overcome by evil, or you overcome evil with good and compassion.
要不你就心里怀恨，被恶所充满所胜；要不你就学习怜恤，让心被爱和怜恤充满。
First, you overcome the evil in your heart.
首先，你克服自己心中的恶。
Only then you can overcome the evil in your enemy's heart.
只有这样，你才有能力去胜过你仇人心里的恶。
The gospel has offered you a solution.
福音今天给你一个方案。
Many things, many times, we have no way to overcome the evil in the world and in our hearts.
很多时候，我们发觉自己是无能为力，胜过自己心里或者世界上的恶事。
As we learn to leave the matter to God.
当我们学习把事情交托给神的时候，
Let God transform us.
让神愿神改变我们
，and fill us with compassion.
用他的怜恤充满我们
，so that we will be able to give help and love our enemy when they are in trouble.
好让当我们求人一天有难的时候，我们可以给予帮助去怜恤他。
Last month when I preached.
我上个月上一次讲道的时候
，I have shared a testimony of a lady.
我提过一个真人的故事，是关于一个女人的。
I have shown you the video clip.
大家也许还记得你看过那个视频。
If you can still remember, the person is called Mary.
对，女人的名字是玛利亚。
Mary forgives her son's killer.
她宽恕了杀害她儿子的那个凶手。
In 1993, Mary's son was shot dead during an argument in a party.
1993年，她的孩子在一次的派对里头被一个人用枪打死了。
The killer was 16 at that time.
命案发生了当年，凶手才16岁。
He was then sentenced 25 years, but was released after serving 17 years in prison.
法院判他25年监禁，但是他坐牢17年之后就可以假释出狱。
When the killer was serving his sentence in prison, Mary was later able to forgive him.
当那个杀人的还在坐牢的时候，玛丽就选择饶恕她儿子的凶手。
And she started visiting, him in prison.
她就出了一个主意，她就常常去到监狱去看望这个杀人的。
I suppose she tried to bring the gospel.To the man.
我猜他的意图是把福音向这个人介绍。
Because she herself is a Christian.
因为这个玛丽是一个基督徒。
And later on, before the man was released from the prison.
后来呢，当这个人还没出狱之前，
Mary was so good to this person that he was willing to find a place for him to stay after he was released.
玛丽非常的待这个男人很好，她替这个男人找一个他可以住的住处。
And where does this man live now?
出狱之后，这个男人住在哪里呢？
He is living next door to Mary.
他住的地方就是玛丽的隔壁。
They are now living next to each other.
现在他们成为隔壁的邻人了。
And this man has been given a second chance.
这个人从玛丽那里就得到一个第二次的机会。
He was forgiven.
因为他被宽恕了。
He is working in the daytime and goes to college in the evening.
他早上上班，晚上上学。
And he tells people in the church what great forgiveness he has received.
他到处去教堂去告诉人，他从玛丽身上，从神身上得到了何等的宽恕。
So I think this testimony is a life testimony.
这个是一个真人的故事。
Mary has the inner strength to do something for her son's killer.
玛丽在内心找到力量，去用爱去对待杀害她儿子的人。
With an intention to save him.
她的目的是救还这个人。
Not just to save him from the prison, but to save him from the power of sin.
不单是想他能够出狱，更要救他脱离罪恶的捆绑。
And to help him to reconcile to God.
最重要是帮助他与神修好。
And this is also our mission.
也正是我们的使命。
To be light in this world.
就是在世上做光光。
Is to be different.
就是与众不同。
We are to be like our Father, our Heavenly Father.
我们必须要成为像我们天上的父亲一样。
Who is righteous and yet loving.
我们天父不单是公义，也非常的慈爱。
And before I close, I want to supplement one point.
我结束之前，我还想补充一点。
Loving our enemy or forgiving what they have done to us doesn't mean that they don't have to bear any consequence.
当我们说要宽恕我们的仇人对我们做的伤害，就心里爱他，这不等于作恶的人就不必面对他作恶的后果。
I think the evil man will reap their consequence.
我相信作恶的也肯定会面对他们的后果的。
But inside our heart, we should not bear any grudges and bitterness.
但重要的是我们内心不要为着这个人去怀恨。
On the contrary, we should love him as God loves us.
相反，我们要爱他，一如神爱我们一样。
We leave the justice to God.
我们把事情呢交给神去主持公道。
So this is what I want to share today.
所以今天我要分享的就是这些。
So maybe we can quiet down before God.
请大家一起现在安静在神面前。
Let's quiet down for a while before I close.
我们安静一会儿，然后我会祈祷。